Well, always a special treat. We get the main man himself, Steve Ross, joining us in studio, the owner of the Miami Dolphins. Here we are. It's another season, your fifth. How have the first four gone, and how excited are you for number five?
More excited about number five than the first four, I got to tell you, Jesse. It's great to be back here.
Awesome. Canton, Ohio, preseason game the other night. I'm sure, it was nice to see the team back out on the field, but pretty special to get to go and do the whole Hall of Fame thing.
Well, yeah, just to see the tradition and, you know, what the NFL, how it really kind of grew, and seeing and kind of mingling with the great players, the Hall of Famers, and, you know, you get a good feeling the commitment they had to the game and, you know, how it's really enhanced their lives. And, you know, you hear a lot of their stories, and it's kind of fun to be around.
Very neat thing, certainly. How excited are you for this season? It was obviously a big offseason for free agency and the draft. Jeff Ireland, yourself, everybody else upstairs did what they needed to do to, you know, improve this team for this season. I imagine that just adds to the excitement right now.
Well, it adds to the excitement. I know when, you know, when Coach Philbin had a plan when we first hired him, and, you know, he came in and really started to set forth that plan. But then he got to really know what players, what he needed and what he didn't need, and where we had to make adjustments. And I think during this off season, we tried to really meet those needs. And I think Jeff's done a pretty damn good job.
Absolutely. It was about as active as an off season as you get in the National Football League. How fun was it for you to kind of, you know, be able to stay on top of that and to hear from Jeff and from Coach and whoever else?
Well, you know, I mean, look, they make the decisions. So it's not like all of a sudden, hey, you know, as a kid, you want to be the trading, you know, and doing all those type of things. But I mean, what was, from my standpoint, what was interesting is really asking the questions and hearing the reasons why they made the decisions. And so that was a lot of fun. But I think also the reasoning was right on, and I think that to see it now is really what's exciting, to see how it works on the field. And like most other fans, because I'm a fan first, and maybe I'm the first to know what's going on, but I'm a fan, and it's all about winning. And I think that, you know, now's the time we're excited about the season and see what happens. But to me, the most important thing is really laying the foundation, you know, for the future. I don't want to win one season and then go back, you know, and then say, hey, come back in 5 years. I want to be a consistently winning football franchise.
You know, I heard you say that in the press conference earlier, and I think it's dead on, because all the fans we talked to, 2008 was great. You know, you won the division and it was exciting, but to not be back to the playoffs since then is frustrating. And what makes a team and a franchise and an organization at the highest level most appealing to its fan is that consistent competitiveness.
Right. And then I totally agree with that. And, you know, when you look at our franchise and you see the team, how young a team it is, and that's what's really important. We didn't hire aging, you know, superstars. You know, we got people either in the prime of their careers, on the young side, that still, you know, we start winning, they'll be there to continue to help build that franchise. And that's what's important. We'll keep adding to it.
Definitely the way to do it, and that's what you see the most successful teams doing. That continued this week. Rashad Jones signing his 4-year contract extension, a young guy just about to get into his prime if he's not there already. On the business side, obviously it's a transitionary period right now. I know you were at Sun Life Stadium earlier today, kind of a goodbye with Mike D and the staff. Not an easy guy to replace.
No, Mike's not an easy guy to replace, you know. But at the same time, we must move forward. There are a lot of good people out there. It's a question of finding the right leadership, the right chemistry with everything, because South Florida is just a great place to own a football franchise. We know it's tough to really sell tickets because people here are used to winning, and they are going to spend their kind of entertainment dollars on something that they feel good about, and you feel good when you win. You know, there's too many other alternatives here in South Florida that you don't really have up north. So recognizing that, you know, one, we have to win on the football field, but we have to have the business organization that's best in class. And that involves really giving the fan the best experience they could possibly have at a stadium. And we're doing those things, you know, right now, and enhancing that fan experience. You know, our technology today, the Dolphins are probably the most advanced team, and our stadium is the most advanced stadium in the country when it comes to technology. Probably it's a little known fact, but, you know, come to the stadium, you can do all your social networking, you can make the phone calls, you can send your pictures. They'll all work this year at Dolphin Stadium. not anywhere else in America.
Yeah, no, it's exciting. I got to test it out a little bit at the soccer match last night. I was putting pictures on Instagram. All my friends were very excited. I think fans are going to really have fun with that this year. All the events at Sun Life Stadium. We're talking about the stadium. Everybody knows about the political dealings that took place over the course of the last 7, 8, 9 months and beyond, obviously. What's next for Sun Life Stadium?
Well, you know, as I said, I think we really need to renovate the stadium and make it really a state of the art. And we have plans for that. I think it's a perfect location in South Florida for a stadium. So there's no reason to go moving it somewhere else. I'm committed to the team. I'm not relocating the team, but I will fight. You know, I mean, being a real estate developer, you don't win always the first time. But I think when people see what you're doing is in their benefit, and I mean, you know, being very active in South Florida, having built a large company here in South Florida with George Perez, you know, we kind of want to see Miami be able to take advantage of the potential it has and where it's going as a city. And part of that is having a stadium where you can have these marquee events to really showcase, you know, the stadium. It's great for tourism, especially because our economy is so somewhat dependent upon that.
We're talking about premier events. You got a very premier one going on right now, this International Champions Cup, the soccer, couple of matches last night, two more tonight, including the championship between Chelsea and Real Madrid. This is going to be quite a show tonight.
It's going to be quite a show. I mean, it's a matchup that we hope for. I mean, you know, we talked about bringing marquee events. You know, I saw that soccer was something that would really play in South Florida. So we created this Guinness International Champions Cup. Got backing from Fox for a three-year contract. We played in other cities in the United States. We want to bring the finals, semifinals, and finals to Florida. I mean, the first time you brought eight great teams in one place playing in two consecutive nights. I mean, it's pretty exciting.
Really was a lot of fun last night, and I think tonight's going to be even more special. Yeah. Steve, always appreciate when you swing by and enjoy your day of practice today, and we look forward to another great season.
Great. Thanks, Jess. Appreciate it.